Well, this Thursday is Veterans Day, and that means celebrating all of those who have served our country. Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers of South Carolina is here to tell us more about how the South Carolina Department of Agriculture services and celebrates veteran farmers who are such a big part of the farming community in South Carolina. Commissioner, aren't they?
That they are. And, you know, South Carolina takes pride in how patriotic a state we are. Of course, we've got a military presence here, but just a number of people who have served our country in the military and now are making a career in agriculture. So nearly 20% of South Carolina farms have a principal producer who's served in the military. So that's just something to be very proud of and recognize in advance of Veterans Day. But we're also pleased that the Department of Agriculture works with some veterans groups to tie those together, and that's what let's talk about.
Yeah, there's a couple in particular that come to mind. Tell us first of all about the Farmer Veteran Coalition, Commissioner.
Well, yeah, that's something that was started a few years back, and we're now engaged with it, but it basically ties those veterans to opportunities that we do in the Department of Agriculture. You know, we do the certified SE grown and the beginning agricultural programs, things of that nature. But when it comes to veterans, we really just work hard to carve out some opportunities for them, working with their national group of the Farmer Veteran Coalition. And then the other is the Homegrown by Heroes, which is a separate branding and advertising program to let people know when they see a product on the shelf that it's from South Carolina and grown by a veteran in South Carolina.
And recently, SCDA hosted a farmer boot camp. Tell us more about that and how veterans benefited from that.
Working through the business side of agriculture, the farmers, the boots to agribusiness was a program to carve out some of those beginning farming challenges, to have veterans be more aware of it, either early on in their farming career or even prior to. So we've done these programs for quite a number of years, but this one was specifically sort of, I call it a boot camp, to work with the veterans and do it at military bases across South Carolina. And there were some in North Carolina and Georgia with the other states as well. So around the country, each state works with the Veteran Coalition every way that we can.
If people want more information about the Farmer Veteran Coalition and some of the things that are happening there, where could they go, Commissioner?
A couple of websites can really, I think, have some good information, and both of those. One is Farm Vet Co. So Farmers Veteran Coalition shortened up, but FARMVETCO.org. And then another one, working with them, is Project Victory Gardens, all spelled out, .org. So projectvictorygardens.org. And you can learn a lot more of what we're doing with the veterans in South Carolina.
They served us, and now we are serving them, the veterans in South Carolina, who are now turning to agriculture and helping us all once again. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.